Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Some Opinions on Advice. Advice is something there is no shortage of. Everyone wants to tell you what's good and bad for you. We are bombarded with advice on medicine, investments, exercise, foods to consume, vitamins to take, and legal issues on every topic imaginable. Which advice is good, which is bad, which should we act on, and which should we ignore? Sometimes advice is critical to our well-being. Other times advice can harm us terribly. Choosing can sometimes present a conundrum. My opinion on whose advice we should consider following first should be judged heavily on the root source of the advice. One question you might ask is, what's in it for the person giving you the advice? Are they trying to sell you a product or service? Thus, by advising you, perhaps they can enhance their bank accounts? Or is your advice coming from your parents or a trusted advisor who sincerely cares about you and desires to protect and guide you positively without any other agendas in sight? Most advice that travels across the airwaves of radio and TV has a tendency to advance the advisor's or the advertiser's cause. However, advice should not be shunned upon completely if someone is making money by providing it. For instance, new books written by so-called experts hit the bookstores daily, and their authors subsequently hit the road promoting their books. Lots of money is made by the authors and the publishers. Some authors have excellent advice to share with their readers. Others write books or use ghostwriters in order to make an easy buck. How do you distinguish between the two? Like all issues regarding life, there's usually a track record left behind that can be traced about the individuals, companies, executives, or politicians who give advice. If an individual or company has a history of lying, cheating, or deceiving, and decides to write a book to enlighten their readers and give them advice, I would be skeptical about believing them or acting on what they advise. For example, both Pete Rose and Jose Canseco have written books. Both of their backgrounds contain trails of lies and deception regarding their activities. Regardless of their skills and records they achieved in baseball, why should anyone believe them now, let alone take any advice from them? On the other hand, we shouldn't let the liars and cheaters in our world taint our opinions regarding advice in general. As a parent, a consultant, and writer, I give my opinions on lots of issues, as well as advice on how to live a healthier, happier, and more balanced life. My own life is far from perfect, and I surely don't have the answers regarding all of life's many issues. I struggle each day just as everyone else does. However, I have no hidden agendas attached to any advice I may give. I always try my best to do what's right. I take my lumps, I live and learn, and then I share what I've learned from my own experiences. If I could save another human being a single dose of pain that I had to endure to learn, I consider that an accomplishment worthy of my time. With regard to advice, personally I believe in seeking as much as possible regarding issues I am not familiar enough with. I ask lots of questions and try to surround myself with honest friends, neighbors, and advisors that I trust. I pay for lots of advice from accountants, lawyers, doctors, and other professionals who I believe to be honest and very knowledgeable in their respective areas of expertise. And in almost all cases, I will act on their suggestions since I trust them. Trust is the key word for me. My accountant is one of my most trusted advisors. Over the last 20 years, I have spoken with him at least once a quarter, and he has proved to be a tremendous asset. My doctors and dentists always enjoy having me as a patient because, unlike most of their patients, I follow their advice and I heal quickly and stay healthier because I listen. I compliment them for their services, and they thank me for listening and following their advice. I have not been so lucky in finding honest and trusting advisors in the investment world. Since the late 1970s, I have dealt with some of the top names in the brokerage industry. Each company couldn't wait to get me as a client, and in each case, I always ended up disappointed with the results after following their advice. The best advisors during my lifetime were my parents. They had no hidden agendas, just genuine, love-driven advice that always proved valuable. You just have to be smart enough to listen to your parents while you are young and prone to making foolish mistakes. That's my best advice for all who are looking for an honest opinion. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.